Welcome to the Fat Emperor podcast. I'm your host, Ivor Cummins.
I'm a bit worried, though, because it's been very clear from the science for many decades now that for optimum health and weight control, we should eat regularly during the day, and especially if you had diabetes or something, you want to snack regularly to keep your blood sugar level. Yeah. And given that, you seem to be talking about the opposite. I mean, wow.
It is kind of strange because, you know, if you don't eat every 3 hours, you die, right? You know that,
that's
right?
That's what I thought.
I mean, the entire idea is, like, simply ridiculous. Mm. And what's funny, of course, is that we talk about evidence-based medicine, right? We talk about this all the time. And where was the evidence that we need to eat every 3 hours or even we can't skip a few meals, right? Mm. It doesn't make any sense. And if you think about it, we do this all the time because that's the way we're built. So if you do a colonoscopy, which is now routine, in Toronto, we do 24 hours of fasting plus a purge, which is to get rid of all the stool so you can do a colonoscopy. So that's 24 hours of fasting. Nobody blinks an eye, right? Mm. In the United States, in certain areas, they do a 48-hour fast, right, for a colonoscopy, and it's routine. So everybody over the age of 55 gets it. They do this 48-hour fast, 24-hour fast, and nobody blinks an eye. But then when I say that you should do it, they go, oh, you're going to kill people, right? Mm. It's like, where's your evidence for that? In fact, there is no evidence because it's not true. None of it was actually true.
And
it's really ridiculous what people say about it. Oh, you're going to do this. You're going to go into starvation mode, which is, again, ridiculous because the one thing that is guaranteed to put you into starvation mode is cutting your calories, right? Which is what we tell people to do all the time. So that's, you know, some of what we talked about. But yeah, definitely, it's a lot of just kind of misinformation out there. I think it all came out of when people were treating type 1 diabetics with insulin. What happened is that it's very unphysiologic, right? That when you're shooting yourself up with insulin, you actually have to change your diet because the insulin is not physiologic. Your pancreas gives a lot of insulin, goes up and down, quite substantially. But when you're injecting it, you can't do that every second of the day. So they said you have to kind of make it more even so that you can accommodate your insulin. But that was for type 1 diabetics. Yeah. And somehow this got translated into the fact that, hey, if type 1 diabetics do it, everybody in the whole world should do this because, you know, you're going to die, right? If you don't eat every single, you know, 3 hour period, right? Mm. But it just simply wasn't, there wasn't any evidence behind it. Nobody made a conscious decision to promote this. It just kind of came about that we should do this all the time. Even this whole idea of skipping breakfast, which used to be quite common, right? Mm. Let's face it, lots of people would just drink a cup of coffee and go on their way. That kind of became entrenched without a huge amount of evidence that you should eat breakfast. They just kind of took it as gospel and it became what everybody said, so everybody believed it to be true. Right? Yeah. There wasn't much evidence for that either. You don't eat snacks. So if you go back to the 70s when I grew up, it was 3 meals a day, no snacks.
Yeah,
right?
Same here, pretty much.
And everybody did fine, right? Mm. Nobody died, right? Because they didn't have their mid-morning snack. So the problem was that the food companies, they want to sell more food. Now, if you only have 3 meals a day, you can only sell so much food. Mm. So you can create an entire new category with snacks, right? Yeah. Very lucrative. It's entirely processed, right? All food company profit, pure profit. Yeah. And you've added an extra couple of meals a day, and you've made a lot more money. So they became very influential in trying to change the kind of dietary habits of Americans, and unfortunately they're successful, which is why you don't see any, you cannot go back and find review articles about people citing the evidence that you should snack all the time, right? Mm-hmm. And it sounds so stupid, right? Mm. Oh, you should eat all the time to lose weight. Oh, yeah. Okay. That's like saying, I wash my hands constantly because it makes them dirtier. It's like, okay, that doesn't make any sense, right? Yeah. You eat all the time, you're going to gain weight. Period. That's just logic.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see my subscribe button in the middle of the screen, a free viewing of the Widowmaker movie on the far right, and myself and Dr. Gerber's book, Eat Rich, Live Long, on the left. Otherwise, please do subscribe to the audio podcast. Thanks.